Well, currently we're looking at canoe for the Adelaide University's Concrete Canoe Challenge team. We made two canoes this year. We have two teams that are competing against the University of South Australia. Each canoe was made using the same type of concrete that we designed ourselves, using EcoWise fibres and Porava beads. We used two different methods to construct the canoes. So my particular team used a female mould, in which a canoe mould was made, and then we poured the concrete onto the inside of the mould. The second team used a male mould, in which the concrete is plastered onto the outside of the canoe. Both achieve slightly different results. One creates an exterior finish that is very smooth, and the other is easier to manoeuvre from within the workshop.
I'd imagine one of the benefits with yours, you've used the female mould. Now, you've got cross members going there, which may add for a little bit of strength maybe, whereas the guys don't seem to have any.
Yes, ours is braced on the interior. So when we flip it over to paint the underside, hopefully the stresses within the concrete will be minimised, because we want to do as little stressing of the concrete whilst it's not in the water as possible.
Now, you're just at the moment pulling the outside pieces off it to reveal the final product of your canoe. How much time's it taken to get here?
About a month. So we started the first couple of weeks of January, just after Christmas, with doing our concrete design. We did about 9 different batches of concrete testing, in which we created different mixes of concrete blends with different fibres. And then we tested them and weighed up the pluses and minuses between the strength of the concrete and the actual weight of the concrete mix. And then we designed the thickness of the concrete walls of the canoe.
Why concrete? Out of all the different things, is it just a ritual that you make concrete canoes, or was it one that you thought, well, it's a sturdy enough structure, we can paint it and make it waterproof, so why not?
The tradition started in America. In America, it's a very big tradition for the universities to create these canoes. They've got it down to a fine art. They don't have a month like we do. They have an entire year, and they have full reinforced tension structures that they weld, and they pre-stress the concrete. They have, I think, a lot more resources than we do. They have teams that are just in charge of paddling the canoes and training. It's a little more low-tech down here, but nonetheless fun.
Now, tomorrow it goes in the water. Are you feeling confident?
I'm feeling reasonably confident. We hope it floats. We're fairly confident it floats. The design's there, and we've looked at past designs which have floated. We're not as confident looking at their designs as we are of ours, so if we go by rule of thumb, ours definitely should work. Once you actually get in the water, I think it's more probably human error than anything.
The other problem you've got too is that you guys would normally literally walk this down to the Torrens. The Torrens, thanks to the last couple of days with the floodgates not staying shut, is emptied. So you've got a little bit more distance to handle this before you can get it to water as well.
Yes, currently we're hiring a trailer. It needs to be a super long trailer, a 14-foot long trailer, so it's more than any of our group has. Other than that, someone who is confident enough to drive with our precious babies in the back to get it safely down all the way to West Lakes to rehearse, well, practice tomorrow.
Now, that may not be such a problem, because it has been a tragedy even taking one from the uni grounds here straight to the Torrens. You had one last year that had an untimely demise.
Yes, bad communication during the lifting and transport caused one member to think that the canoe was going to be placed down on the ground and the other ones were just stopping for a rest. And it caused the tip of the canoe to actually snap off because one member released his end. But luckily they were able to salvage it. So we're confident, even if anything goes wrong, there are contingency plans in place involving lots of carbon fibre reinforcement and glue, to be honest.